If everybody gets their 15 minutes, then Back Time is about to fill three quarters of an hour as we explore the famous and the infamous that made the history of October 17th. In 1931, the infamous mobster Al Capone, convicted of income tax evasion. The famous Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize today in 1979. And proving that he is both famous and infamous, Sean Penn pleaded no contest to charges he assaulted two reporters in Nashville in 1985. That's Back Time for October 17th. This is your announcer speaking.
It's Vinny Penn with your 760, the past 7 days in 60 seconds. Beverly Hills Chihuahua is still number one at the box office. USA Today calls it the funniest children's movie since Babe. And Benji says, I totally hit that. TV's Marsha Brady has a new tell-all book in which she admits to drug addiction after the Brady Bunch ended. She probably got hooked on painkillers after she got hit with that football.
Hey, you guys. Oh, my nose!
Ringo Starr announced he's done answering fan mail. Note to Ringo, credit card offers and envelopes that read, you may already be a winner, don't qualify as fan mail. Madonna and Guy Ritchie are divorcing, and there's no prenup. That means a judge will decide if Madonna gets to retain custody of her fake British accent. And the idiot of the week, Joe the Plumber. Do we really want this election decided by a guy who doesn't know enough to wear a belt? I'm Vinny Penn, and that was your 760.
A depressed carpet cleaner turns his vacuum on himself. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Friends and coworkers close to Vacuum King employee Nat Udall had been aware that he was going through a rough patch, but they never expected him to turn the company's three-phase Delphin power vacuum on himself. Claire Udall discovered her brother's fatally cleaned body.
I tried to hide all of his attachments, but I guess it just wasn't enough.
An open container wake will be held for Udall tomorrow. A separate visitation for his dandruff and lint will be scheduled later. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Campaign Lawn Sign Stealer.
Mr. Campaign Lawn Sign Stealer.
Every election year, people put up lawn signs for their favorite candidate, and you cleverly spend your nights secretly taking them down, trying to single-handedly destroy democracy.
Oh no, now we can't vote.
What are you? Some kind of commie?
Please give me back my Obama sign.
So the next time you read about some joker who tried to influence the presidential election with a childish prank and got busted for criminal trespass in the process, remember he's Mr. Campaign Lawn Sign Stealer, a real American hero.
Mr. Campaign Lawn Sign Stealer.
Couldn't you just smash Halloween pumpkins like everyone else?
Atop the L.A. Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on L.A. Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Friday, October 17th.
Hello.
Welcome, Susie.
Thank you, thank you.
It's Sam and Susie back in the studio live.
Yes.
Yes, after a day of rest for you.
Not really. It was supposed to be a day of rest, but I don't think I'm ever going to get a rest.
Oh, well.
It's okay.
Well, we do have an action-filled show.
Very exciting.
We're expecting four people today, so whether by phone or in the studio, so it should be a fun Friday show. So stick around. We have an author that we're going to call shortly, and he's going to give us some tips on job searching and everything. I think pretty relevant.
Very relevant
in today's market.
In its economy.
Yeah. And we're going to have Holly from Toronto calling us with astrology, and this time she's going to do your chart.
Yes, I sent her my info. So.
Yes, good. I can't wait to hear.
I'm a little nervous, but a little excited too.
Are you? Well, so anyway, I got an email from you and a text message when I got up yesterday morning.
Yes.
And you said you couldn't come in. What was the reason? You wrote it for me.
Well, I ended up having my biology class until very late. And then, you know, we've got this huge test on Monday and it's our midterm. And so everyone in the class was freaking. Not everyone, actually only half the class showed up. But the diehard students that showed up decided to stay after and like make a study group with the professor and everything. So... that ended up going super late, and then I just wasn't really feeling good.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like you were getting me sick.
Oh, me?
It's you.
Why the fuck am I getting you sick?
I don't know. You were on the verge of a cold or something last week.
Don't fucking blame me. That was 2 weeks ago.
No, I don't know. My throat's just been getting like a yak, and I don't know. I after being up that late, I just really knew I needed to try and sleep in, and I still couldn't even really sleep in.
Yeah.
You know when you just go, and then all of a sudden you hit a wall, and it's like you're either going to collapse or something.
Okay.
So I apologize.
We missed the
porn star.
I was extremely irritated when this porn star walked in here.
Okay, that's when I got the email that said, I hate you. Yeah. I said, no, you don't.
I had to cancel 3 guests. So I canceled, I sent emails and stuff, and 2 of them apparently got it. The 3rd one didn't. So nobody told this girl that the show was canceled. So I'm sitting in the front, and 10 o'clock, this gorgeous, fucking drop-dead gorgeous woman walks in here, and I realized, oh, my God, you know, nobody told her.
Oh.
So I was so apologetic, but she walked in. Already irritated.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, I hate LA. You know, she's British. So with her accent, I hate LA. The people here suck, blah, blah, blah. So
she said that as soon as she walked in the door.
Yeah, as soon as she walked in the door. So, you know, I didn't know what to say to that. So I just told her, I said, you know, we canceled, we sent an email wide, you know, blah, blah, blah. So she just kind of, you know, so she left, you know.
Now I don't feel bad if she's a bitch. Who cares
how
hot she is?
But I want you to look online, search on Google Nikki Jane, okay? 2 K's, N-I-K-K-I, Jane, J-A-Y-N-E. So everybody go and Google that, and you'll see a few pictures of her. Now, I got to tell you.
N-I-K-K-I,
yeah. And, you know, all I can tell you is this. She's gorgeous in the pictures, but they don't do her any justice as opposed to when you see her in person. You know, I mean, this chick is just like blonde hair, tall.
Whoa, look at that boob.
Perfect body. Yeah, and that's the thing. The only thing is afterwards I looked her out online and she's got
Is that her?
No, wait a minute. You went, well, maybe it is her, but you went right into a porn site, yeah. No, she's not. The pictures I saw of her were just topless on the internet. But just go to Google and choose images or something.
Well, do you recognize this breast?
At any rate, but no, she came in with a t-shirt and a bra, so I couldn't really tell if the breasts were real or not. But in the pictures, you can see they are. But regardless, it doesn't matter. I mean, she's like tan and belly shirt and everything, and I'm just like, so I gotta tell you, all day yesterday, I'm just walking around dazed, thinking how Susie fucking screwed
curses
me.
You. Uh-oh, it's telling me I need a password. I don't know why I'm having a hard time with this.
Yeah, I don't know. You just have to look that up and look on images on the top of the screen. You see it says
I clicked on images.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know why, but on you keep getting into the wrong sites. But anyway, I mean, you can look
or
up later.
Or maybe they're the
right
sites.
But yeah, so I don't know. I doubt you'll ever come back, you know. But because I hear these porn stars have like big egos and stuff and attitude. So I don't know, but we're planning on having some more here.
Wait, so she was a porn star or she wasn't?
She is. But then when I looked her up online, she apparently does solo and girl. I don't think she does it with guys.
Solo, just like masturbating over the
camera? Yeah, masturbating. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I find that to be an extreme turn on.
I masturbated for Especially the camera last night.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Let's hear about that.
For Franz, we both turned on our Skype with the webcam.
Oh, you did?
I forgot to say it was with the webcam.
With the webcam, too?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It was quite wonderful.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Actually, I dated a guy in Canada for a while, and like the only way like our relationship lasted for as long as it did was through Skype sex.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
It was pretty amazing.
With the camera and
everything.
With
the web camera.
Wow.
You know, and then I realized, I was like, you know what, I'm pretty hot, you know, I am a porn star, look at me go, oh yeah. I was rather impressed with myself last night.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. But then all of a sudden we lost the connection, and then like pre-climax, I was like, God damn it. And all of a sudden like the connection was lost, I was like, this sucks. And I'm still trying to figure out what happened to him. Like, his phone died, and that's why he was like, let's Skype. And then he was like, wait a minute, you've got a webcam. And I was like, yes, I do. Genius. And then all of a sudden, we lost the connection. Then it was just done. No more. And I'm left there literally hanging, like, what?
That's right. You need your vibrator. You don't do it with your fingers at all, huh?
Well, my fingers are busy doing other things usually.
I see.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So how are you holding the vibrator and both hands exploring?
Only one hand explores and one right. hand holds the vibrator.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where TJ could have come in handy. He could have come over in a, you know, the little pinky.
Yeah. But no, I'm sure there's ways to do it with hands, but you're not comfortable with that.
With what?
With doing it with your hands. That's what you
no,
said.
No, I don't know. It's way too much work.
Is it really?
Way too much work.
How long does it take you to orgasm when you do it with your hands?
With my hands?
Yeah.
Oh,
a long time?
God. Yeah, like probably an hour.
Really?
And it takes
so no wonder you fucking use a vibrator.
It takes such intense concentration, too. And I mean, yeah. It's just like... You know,
maybe
know.
If you watch porn or something, then you don't have to concentrate so much.
I used to really, 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 really be into porn. Yeah. Like, I would watch it
did
all the time.
Did you used to be into porn?
I really, really used to be. Actually, my friend actually had to come and actually take everything off my hard drive because my computer just completely shut down.
Put all the porn on it, huh? Uh-huh. You probably offended your processor.
I really did. No, my processor, she's a little girl. She's crazy.
Yeah.
But he actually had to come off and take like volumes of porn off my computer and put them onto little like CDs.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. But then it got to be a pain, and then it was just too difficult because I, you know, I could usually just go and like click, and I could see which video I liked.
Mm.
But then all of a sudden they're on the CDs, and then, you know, I'm changing CDs because I'm very particular.
Yeah.
You know, it really has to be something that'll, I don't know, tickle my fancy.
Okay, and what is that, for example?
Oh, I don't know if we want to go there.
Okay. Gee, something Susie won't talk about. Wow. Well, we definitely have to go there, but I'll let you prepare for it first.
You need to get a couple drinks of me first, and
oh,
then
I see.
And then maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I will.
Well, we want to know.
I'll slip up and tell you some of these things.
Yeah. The world wants to know what turns Susie on in porn.
Oh, I've got some. Okay. Well, in these days, Franz is the one thing that turns me on sexually.
Wow.
I will give him that.
Oh, how nice.
I know.
How sweet. You guys get along perfectly when you're apart.
I know. Actually, I was trying to like talk to him last night because he got mad. I told him that I made out with this other boy. And he actually hung up on me. And this was earlier in the day. And he's like, this is bullshit. Mm-hmm. And he hung up the phone. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm honest. We're far away. You know, your Facebook says single. You know, mine says it's complicated. I do think it's complicated. But so, I don't know. It just was really sweet because then he called me later on, like after I let the whole day go by, and he was just, you know, moping on the other end of the phone.
Yeah.
And it really just kind of takes, you know, me realizing that he really does love me, and he just mm-hmm. has a hard time like really showing it in the way that I need yeah. to feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Last night was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So now I really do feel, I was like, I don't know, are you still coming up to New York with me to meet my family and everything? He's like, as your boyfriend? And I was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm only coming if that's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh. Well, you know what, though? If he listed himself as single, I think you're entitled to do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, he only did that because, yes, but he only did that because I did it first.
Oh.
Did you know you had like a 5-year-old co-host in the room? He did it first. No, I did it first. Na 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 na. I swear, I'll grow up one of these days.
Yeah. You probably do think that way, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Like, this is really probably the most juvenile relationship I've been in, where it's just like, I don't know, we're just little kids.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
But for now, it's fine. It's fun. You know, I'm not looking to get married or settle down
yeah.
anytime in the near future. So, why not?
Cool.
Just have a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay, so let's try and call our author. Now, this is the... he wrote a book called Knock 'Em Dead, and it's not new to me. I mean, if you've ever been to the bookstore, you've probably seen this book, and it keeps being released every year with a new edition. So we're going to call the author. His name is Martin Yate, and I think it's...
What's CPC mean?
Where does it say CPC?
Martin Yate CPC, like where that would say PhD or something?
Let's find out what that is. I wonder. Oh, career... Probably career or something.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it has something to do with career. Who knows? But as we have agreed, we're going to call our guests to make sure that we get them
mm-hmm.
and that they don't miss us. So let's try that and call Mr. Yate. And today there's some fascinating data that they sent us here. So we're going to ask them all about it.
This is Martin Yate. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Yate. This is Sam and Susie calling from LA Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you?
In LA. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. Where are you right now?
I'm in Savannah, Georgia. Can't you tell from my accent?
Yes, absolutely. You sound just like a Georgian to me.
Yeah.
A Georgia Peach.
Yeah. Hang on just a second, guys.
Sure. Okay. So, Mr.
I take
Martin
it he's English.
Yates, yeah. And, yeah, well, let's ask him what the CPC stands
for. I tell everyone from civilization that I live in South America, and they say, where in South America? And I say, South Georgia.
Yeah, there you go. You are in South America.
Oh, that's funny.
How long have you been in this country?
Oh, I've been here since 73.
Oh,
I've
wow.
I've lived here longer than I ever lived in England.
Really?
I'm an American. I just talk funny.
Yes, there you go. Well, I don't know what it is about Americans, but we get really impressed by British accent, don't you think?
Yes.
It sounds so aristocratic.
And sexy.
Thank you, Susie. This is why I'm against immigration. I'm here. That's enough.
Exactly.
Especially to the English.
Yeah. Everyone always wants to close the door after they get one foot in the door.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Everybody out except me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful. So, you wrote the book Knock 'Em Dead. We're talking about the 2009 edition. I know, and I was talking about this before we called you, that I've seen your book in bookstores for years now. And so tell us a little bit, when did you start writing this book? When was the first time?
The book was the first of the Knock 'Em Dead books. The job search guide that we're talking about has been an annual for 23 years now. It's been out 24 years. It was first published in 1985, and now it's been a New York Times bestseller, and it's in 25 other languages around the world. And we update it every year, and I think the reason it's got its legs, Sam, and has lasted is we had a rule from the beginning, which was there has to be something on every page you can put to work to get you back to work today.
Right. Well, sounds good. Go ahead.
And we've always had that approach, and it changes every year to reflect the changing needs in the job market.
Right, and that is why I think something like this is a great idea, to write a book that you update every year and it never dies, you know. It's amazing. And I'm sure, I mean, you know, since the job market changes so quickly, that you would change to, I mean, you would need to update it regularly.
Yes, and people's needs change. I mean, we added a chapter about beating these aptitude tests that are becoming so common.
Oh, wow.
And that's a situation where I'm so close to the woods, I can't see the trees. I've been familiar with these for years and how to deal with them. And then I started to get a lot of requests of, I'm doing well in the interviews, but they keep turning me down after I've taken the aptitude test. So we add topics as people let me know the needs.
I see. Wow, that's amazing. So what percentage of companies would you say are doing those tests today?
It's difficult to come up with a number. I would say somewhere between 45% and 60% of companies are doing some kind of aptitude test.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Wow. And what do they ask you on these things? They're trying to figure out what? Your personality?
They're trying to feel if your personality is suitable for the job. And let me give you an example here, guys. They say there's no test, there's no time limit on this, and there's no right or wrong answer. Just say the first thing that comes into your head. Absolutely wrong. because I know that you two and me and everyone listening, when it comes to the world of work, we are professional schizophrenics. Can I explain?
Yeah, go ahead, you please. Know,
if you think of your first day on your first job, you've been there an hour and you got thirsty and you went looking for the coffee machine and you're just about to pour coffee and you see this handwritten sign on the wall behind it and it said, your mother works here. Pick up after yourself. And that's when we went, oh, got to learn a new way to behave. And we've all developed a set of professional behaviors that help us be successful in our professions. So when you take these tests, it's very important to take off the personality hat. You know, you may be a fisherman, for example, or whatever it is, or you may be an extreme cyclist. Take off that hat and put on the accountant's hat or the salesperson's hat and face all these questions, not from the personal you, but from the professional you. And that will have a dramatic effect on how you answer the questions. And after all, they're looking to see if you are suitable for the job. your professional aptitude, does it fit with their criteria? And you will do much better in the tests if you do this.
Oh, wow, yeah. And that's interesting, because I would imagine also when you send a resume, sometimes people, you know, they don't really pay attention to it, but I think you have to tailor your resume to whatever position it is you're applying for and to the employer. Would you say that is correct in today's world rather than just the shotgun approach?
Oh, Sam, you are so right. Most people, when they go looking for a job, they think, wow, I've got to update my resume. And they try to put everything in there, and it's unfocused. Now, you guys...
That's what I try and do.
Yeah. Well, when you guys are looking to hire someone for the show,
right?
The position has to be defined. It has to be budgeted. It has to be authorized. The funds have to be released. So whenever anyone looks at a resume, you guys never wake up in the morning and say, it's a lovely day in L.A. Let's go in the studio and read resumes.
Yes, that sounds like a good thing to do.
There's always a job description in place. And nowadays with the Internet, the company job description largely is what has appeared as the job posting. And when we put our resumes up in these resume banks, and do you have any idea in the big job banks like Career Builder and Hot Jobs and Monster, how many resumes there are in those resume banks?
Yes, I can imagine. And then when I would imagine also when they post an ad, they must be getting hundreds or thousands of replies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
When we respond to the ads, yeah, when we put a resume up there, to be seen, there are over 30 million resumes in these big job banks, and no one ever reads more than the top 20.
That's unbelievable.
So when they go searching, you know, if a company goes into any kind of resume database, company database or public database like a Monster, someone has to go to that database, and they go and they key and they put in a dialog box, they put accountant, and then they click on a choice of what are called keywords that describe the responsibilities. And then it's just like a Google search,
right,
which looks for the documents that have the most of those words repeated most often. So, Sam, should you tailor the resume? Yes. And if you, first of all, collect half a dozen job postings of a job you can do, and look at how they prioritize the responsibilities, find what they all have in common, and the words they use to describe it. If you create a document like this, you now can look at it and say, hey, when employers in America are hiring people like me, these are the skills they look for, these are how they prioritize their needs, and these are the words they need to describe it. Gee, now I know the story my resume has to tell. And you'll write a much different resume that way, and it will perform much better in the databases.
That sounds like a full-time job, just yeah, you know, tailoring your resume to each job interview.
Yeah.
Well, let's put this in context. We're all somewhere in the middle of a half-century work life, Susie, right?
Yeah.
And for many people, it's going to be a bit longer than that. And the statistics tell us that we typically are going to change jobs about every 4 years, and that we're going to experience three or more complete career changes in that time. So that tells us logically that although no one at school or in the family or the university told us, that career management is a critical survival skill. Now, fortunately, it ain't brain surgery. It's not that difficult if you break it down into its component parts. But it's something that we all need to make a New Year's resolution and say, you know what, I'm going to learn how to do this in the next year for this job search that I have to do today, or even if I'm not looking for a job but I'm just worried because of the economy, I might as well learn how to do it. It's only going to take me a couple of 3 weeks, but once I know how to do it, it's going to serve me for a lifetime.
Yes.
Makes sense, right?
Yes, and to answer your question, Susie, you know, I mean, it's not like you're sending necessarily hundreds of resumes every day. So let's say you're sending 5 or 10, I think you can take a little bit of time to tailor it to what you're applying for. I mean, think about it, because if you do it the right way, you're going to get a great job.
Yes.
You know, so you might want to put in a little effort into that. I mean, you wrote a whole book about the effort you want to make in order to get a job or a career.
Yeah. Now, what we do is, there's probably two or three jobs that all of us can do. You think of the prime job. What's really the best shot you've got? And then you build a resume around that. You can make resumes for that second position and that third position just by making duplicates and editing it, because those other two jobs are going to be fairly close. Now, that's going to help you in the databases. When you respond to a particular job opening, a particular job posting, you need to pull your resume out and look at the job posting and see if there's any words or any differences in what they're looking for. And then you customize the resume to a specific opening. And make sure you identify the saved version of your resume so that you can take copies of it to the interview.
Yes, absolutely. So I think the bottom line in today's job market is you really have to take your time and to really, target what you're doing. And exactly like you said, with keywords and stuff, you know, because they don't have the time to go searching for all this stuff, you know. So you want to be right there. This, I think, mirrors business in general, whereas today you really have to find out what the customer wants and then give it to them. You know, if you just come up and do like a shotgun approach again, you know, it doesn't work anymore. Is that correct?
No. Everything is customized in business to the needs of the client, to the
right.
needs of the customer.
Right.
And if we just take that approach with our resume and our job search, it makes it's perfectly common sense. Hey, find out what the customer's looking for, find out how they're thinking about it, and let's tailor our product to the needs. That's all we're doing with the resume.
Yes, absolutely. And what I did want to ask give us like one good tip that that we can rely on to improve our chances of getting a job that we may not think about. Can you come up with something like that?
Yeah, I can give you hundreds of them.
Sure.
Which one should we
maybe
take
maybe
out?
Something like while you're actually in the interview?
Okay, in the interview, here's a great thing. From which we will condense 160 pages, that part of the book.
Uh-huh.
An interview is usually a one-sided examination of skills. If you can turn it into a two-way conversation between a couple of professionals with a common interest, you will dramatically improve your chances, and you do this by asking questions yourself, not questions about what does the job pay and what are the benefits, because that's nice to have, but it's not relevant until they bring up the topic. You're at a job interview with a single focus, to convince Sam and Susie that they can't do without me.
Yes.
If I do that well enough, they're going to bring up the issue of money themselves. What I should concentrate on is turning it into a conversation and show I'm looking at the job from the right point of view. So I will ask questions and recommend everyone to ask questions about what will be the first tasks I'll be involved with. What projects am I going to be tackling in my first 90 days on the job? What are the biggest challenges we'll be facing in my first year? Now, when we ask these questions, we're showing we're looking to be engaged in the job. We're also positioning ourselves as already on board.
Yes.
And we're asking questions that other folks aren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting. I like
that. Yeah, that's good. And so the bottom line is when you go in, you want to focus on what you can do for the company rather than what they can do for you at that point, right?
Yeah. You know, every job in every company, in every industry, at every level, in any city, anywhere in the world, is there for one reason. It's there to solve problems. So if you look at your job and think of the problems it's there to solve every day and the problem it's there to prevent arising by doing your job properly, you have a pretty clear idea of why they're interviewing you and why they're adding someone to the payroll. And if you can demonstrate this understanding and appreciation that your job is about stopping problems occurring and solving them when they do occur, you're going a huge long way towards positioning yourself as the best candidate for the job.
Absolutely.
A huge long way. My grasp of the language is fantastic, isn't it?
It's funny because whenever I go into interviews, tell me if this is a bad way to react. I always feel like, you know, I'm interviewing them just as much as they are interviewing me. Is that a bad way to approach these things? Because I go in there and it's like, what do you have to offer me? You know, I'll show you what I can do for you, but what can you do for me too?
Yeah.
It's like you're entering a relationship.
Okay. I think the desire to find out that information is right on the money, but I'm going to recommend that we position ourselves to, you know what? What they have to offer me isn't up for discussion until they want me. Probably one of the least developed skills any of us have is interviewing for jobs.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
It's the thing we do least of in life.
Yes.
And we probably do it less often than we get dates when we're single.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
It's easier for you guys. You just have to stand there in front of all of us and say yes or no, Susan.
Yes, there you go. You don't know who you get into.
You don't know what we go through.
Yeah.
But if we have a focus on, I'm going to do everything I can to get the job offer, which means focusing on what we can do for the company, finding out what their needs are. Then when there's an interest, then there's a second stage. That when they're interested in us, yes, then we want to find out what can they do for us. Is there an opportunity here? And in fact, there's a chapter towards the end of Knock 'Em Dead 2009 where there's over 100 questions we can ask to help gather that information and make the right decision. But if we concentrate on getting the job offer first and what we can do for the company, the worst that can happen is we get a job offer that we don't want.
Right.
And with
the
job offer we don't want, we can go to the other companies we've spoken to and say, hey, you know what? I've just got a very serious offer from one of your competitors, Susie. I'd hate to make the wrong decision. Is there any chance we have something else to talk about? And you can turn an offer you don't want into offers you do want. But it all comes down to getting the offer on the table first.
Yeah. Well, Martin Yate, I mean, you're full of so much information, and so is the book. The book is Knock 'Em Dead 2009, The Ultimate Job Search Guide. And what is CPC? What does that stand for,
Martin? It stands for a Certified Personnel Consultant.
Oh.
It takes about 5 years to earn. I have to tell you, mine is an honorary gift from the profession. For services to the industry. I didn't actually earn it. If you find anyone else in the world, because I'm the only one that's ever received one of these, anyone else in the world that has CPC after their name, and they're usually somewhere in the recruiting, the headhunter industry, they really know what they're doing.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
so
you've been knighted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't earn it. I have to tell you that. The other guys who have it, they really earned it.
Yeah. I think after writing these books, you earned
it. I think you've earned it doing
Sir
this 20-some years. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. And we urge everybody who's looking for a job or anything that has to do with a career, please pick up the book. I know for a fact it's everywhere. So we will talk to you later, I suppose.
Look forward to it.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so, and we got right on the heels of that another guest, so let's get that right away.
All right.
Good morning, you're on Sam and Susie. Who's calling?
Hi, Sam. It's James Bartolet.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Susie, you have the pleasure of meeting the person responsible for sending that gorgeous girl yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And who turned out to be very irritated with me.
Don't be irritated with Sam. It's completely my fault.
Yeah, take it out on Susie.
I might like it.
Yeah. James, where are you calling us from?
Oh, no, be careful now. Yeah.
Yeah. James is awesome, though. He's a really cool guy. So tell us a little bit about what do you do, James, and why you're calling today.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm an actor and TV and internet host and a publicist. I have a company called Galaxy Publicity. I have a show that I host. You probably might be aware of the old L.A. Nightlife show I did for... Oh, geez, I hate to have to say this, almost 20 years now. The new show that we've had over the last 3-4 years has been Inside the Industry. These are both seen, you know, worldwide on the internet and coast to coast and overseas on television and satellite.
Now, the industry you refer to what? When you say
Inside the Industry is a show, is like an Entertainment Tonight show about the adult film industry.
I see. Okay,
oh, cool.
I started that like about 3-4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So the funny thing was I just had my birthday party. It was it was a week ago today.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. We had this big party over at Vice Nightclub. This guy named King Ryan put on the event. It was my friend Steve Fowler's nightclub. We had this big, huge party over there, and one of the mainstream photographers, you know, we had AVN there and XBiz, and then there was some mainstream guys there, and I think it was somebody from TMZ shouted out, James Bartolet, you're the Greg Kinnear of porn.
Really?
And I was like, oh, wow, thanks.
Yeah.
which is a great compliment because he's a great actor, but I guess they're referring to the point that, you know, I had started out myself as a reporter and interviewer, like you two are doing, and then I started getting in acting in the movies. And one of the things that I'm here to promote on your show this morning is a new movie that I have out now called Not Bewitched XXX.
Okay.
Not Bewitched?
Not Bewitched
XXX.
Now, so let me ask you this. When you say you've been an actor, do you act in adult films as well?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
Mm. That's pretty much my main, that's the main enchilada.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that. Yeah, that is a big enchilada.
We need to get you in the studio.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to thank you, LaVitra and Viagra, for that. no, it's a big part of the thing now, and it's funny. This morning when I was doing my chanting and my yoga and everything, which I do every morning, and I'm sitting there, and I was starting to think about this, and I was thinking about what I could talk to you guys about. And I was thinking about the transition that I've made and the economic times that we're in right now. I am probably working more now that I've made the transition into the adult industry than I have when I was just solely in the mainstream industry.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that strange?
So do you do more acting than you do the publicity part of things?
It's pretty much equal, Sam.
Wow.
It's pretty much equal.
Wow.
Galaxy Publicity started in January, and I've always been doing publicity for my own program, and I did some mainstream publicity for a little while myself. I worked for a couple of different companies. So
I want to hear what your movie's about.
Pardon me?
I want to hear what your movie's about.
Yeah, tell her something
about it. Give me some graphic details,
please. She loves porn.
Oh, you love porn?
Yes.
Really?
In fact, we were just talking about this before, and she wouldn't tell us what turns her on the most.
Well.
Give me a visual.
Well, Not Bewitched XXX is a movie that I do with my good friends Ron Jeremy and Nina Hartley. Nina's playing
Big
Endora.
Names. Yes.
Ron Jeremy's playing Dr. Bombay. All the whole cast are all great friends of mine. Eva Angelina, who is expecting a baby in another month and a half. She plays Aunt Clara. The lovely Jenna Hayes is playing Samantha. My friend Mike Horner is playing Darren. I play Larry Tate, the boss.
This sounds like a party.
We have Mrs. Kravitz, you know, the nosy
neighbor.
Oh,
yeah, Alice.
It's an incredible movie, and it's just like the TV show, but there's fucking.
Yeah. Now, does Larry Tate get to bang Samantha, too?
No, he doesn't. God damn it.
God damn it. There you go.
I'm really pissed off at that, you know.
You're hysterical.
I'm the George Clooney of porn, and, you know, it seems like a lot of these roles have been non-sex, and it's just been the acting stuff. But, you know, I'm delving into more stuff now. I mean, I'm actually performing.
How much more is there to delve into? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I'm performing in some of these things. Another great movie that I just did, we just did Three's Company.
Three?
We did a
Come and Knock on My Door.
Yeah, Come and Knock on Our Door.
I'll be waiting
for you.
We've got
for you.
I love that series.
This is a really good one. Penny Flame is in this one. It's a very, very funny movie. I also did...
Is this movie out now?
Three's Company will be coming out soon in January, and we have a big new movie. Bewitched is done by X-Play, which is Jeff and Scott, and of course that's Adam and Eve. A Hustler, we're putting out...
But where can I get it? Is it out?
Bewitched is out in the stores right now.
Okay, great. So I just have to head down to my local Hustler.
There you go, to the adult
store. Yeah, you can go down to your local store and get that. You could go online and get it. I think if you just Google the...
I like buying porn in public.
Oh, do you really?
It's really fun. It kind of turns me on, like walking proudly into the store.
Right on. Good for you.
Yeah.
In broad daylight.
And you know what? What we're going to have at the Hustler store soon, a new Hustler movie I did. We did Not the Partridge Family XXX.
Oh, my goodness.
And I ran into an old friend of mine, Shirley Jones, who played the mom on the show.
Yes.
Just about two nights ago at Borders Books, she was pushing a new DVD she did, kind of like that old series, that old movie that came out, That's Entertainment, about the musicals and stuff, the MGM musicals. Mm-hmm. Well, she was doing a new version of that. She was signing it, and her publicist called me up and said, oh, you just did the porn version of that. You should come down. So I just happened to have a cover of the DVD, and Shirley very graciously sat there and posed for pictures.
Really?
Holding up the cover of the porn version of her famous TV show that she did with her and her son, David Kemp.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because you know, that was her son in real life.
Yeah. Jimmy,
Jack Cassidy.
I've got a question for you. Yeah. I would like to do some investigative reporting and actually go to or be on set for a porn shoot. How do you think I would go about doing that? Or do you ever have any people that you could bring on as a guest?
You know what? I do contests every once in a while.
Really?
I do contests where a lucky viewer can win a visit on a porn set with me. Now, we've got the Cosby Show that we're doing in December. So that's going to be real good. Very good. We're going to have some jello pudding, and then we're going to fuck.
Yeah. Oh, God. So,
Well,
J-E-L-L-O.
You definitely should invest. Well, James, if you invite Susie and me to go on the set, we promise to behave.
Well,
I don't promise to behave.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. So you could come on the set. We've got that coming up. I've got a bunch of movies. I'm doing some stuff with my good friend Nikki Hunter, and I'm doing some stuff with Lana Evans. So, I mean, there's always things coming up, and I'm
literally,
you know, some sets, coming up literally, yeah. Some things are okay to bring people on. Some of them aren't. Now we're doing a lot of features, and I'm sure if you've spoken to other people in the adult industry, they'll tell you that we're being affected like the mainstream industry by piracy.
Mm, okay, yes.
We're being affected by the internet. And what we need to do is...
You can frisk me before I come in.
Yeah, we need to reinvent the wheel and start making everything for the internet now. I mean, you could see your favorite shows like 30 Rock and My Name is Earl and shows like that. You could see those online now.
Right.
I canceled cable. I watch my soap opera online.
Yeah.
You watch your soap opera online?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. That's what we need to do. There is a great site that I work with... Reality Kings and Naughty America, and they do these little vignette story things online, and it's almost like watching the whole porn movie, and you watch it and you could download it online and keep it forever, and that's really kind of cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely,
you know, to be able to watch the whole thing, and people want to be able to do that. And unlike you, honey, where you love to go into the store, a lot of people still don't want to walk into a store, and I mean, you have a store like Hustler, which is like so beautiful, and you could go in there and you could buy a movie like Pirates 2 that just came out. That's the most expensive, biggest porn movie to date ever made. It
really?
Was a budget of over, oh God, I want to say something like over $15 or $17 million.
Wow, are you serious? Wow.
Yeah. Huge special effects. We just had the movie premiere last month, downtown Los Angeles, at a big theater. Mm-hmm. I think it was at the Orpheum Theater. And here it was on this giant 75-foot screen. There's this fucking going on. And it was like going to a mainstream movie premiere, but, you know...
The seats were sticky applauding. When you left.
People were applauding when the guy was doing the pop.
What's the pop?
A pop is when the guy ejaculates on the girl.
Oh, okay. The cum shot.
Yeah,
the
money
shot.
Take
your notes. Everybody take your notes. I'm teaching you porn.
Lingo.
Yeah, lingo. There you go.
Yeah,
the vernacular.
Yeah.
Porn.
So the guy does the pop on there, and, you know, people were applauding. They were applauding for the... There is a wild girl scene in there, Jessie Jane and Belladonna, and they did this incredible scene where the two of them were spitting at each other and choking and prodding each other, and it was like wild.
Yeah,
I had one of those that. 2 weeks ago.
Did you really? Nice.
My boyfriend's mad at me because of it, because he's out of town. But, you know, hey.
But you were sort of a reluctant
participant. Well, now he knows about it now because you're big mouthy. Wouldn't you set it on the air here?
That's how we found out about it in the first place.
Oh, wow. You have to be. You see, sex is a very open, wonderful thing.
Yeah. It should be.
You know, we watch porn around here at the house, and at any given time, I have clients over here at my place. It's almost like a Playboy mansion down here at the beach with porn stars.
Really? I'm curious, man. You got to invite us there, too.
I know. This is, you know, put us on the list.
Yes. Well, you know, he did send me an invitation to his birthday party, and I totally missed it. Now he's saying it was the best thing ever.
Sam. Yeah.
Oh, no, it was, I'll tell you something, Sam. It was a great party because we had adult and we had mainstream stars there.
My friend
Stephen Williams from 21 Jump Street and X-Files was there. Mm-hmm. My friend, actress and singer Amanda Rushing. We had Annabella Lewin from Bow Wow Wow. Mm-hmm. We had some of the guys from Devo.
From Devo. Yeah.
We had some of the cast members from Reno 911.
Yes.
my friend, actor and acting coach Larry B. Scott, he played one of the cast members of the Revenge of the Nerd movies. He was the little Fagala guy.
Yeah.
That was in that movie.
What is he doing now?
Great actor. He's been doing all this stuff. We had Warren G there. We had Princess Vaughn from Moesha and the Parkers. I mean, it was, and then there was these gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful adult film actresses. And my wonderful agent, Derek Hay, and all of the beautiful girls from LA Direct Models were down there, Audrey and Brea and Jana and Lexi, and there was just so many people there. The editor, Dan Miller of AVN, Gia Jordan, the wonderful photographer, Frank Myers from Adult Film News, Adult Newsflash. I mean, it was incredible. The place was packed. We were turning away people at the door.
Really? Wow.
And people are driving by on Hollywood Boulevard, and they're seeing this red carpet, and they're seeing all these gorgeous people. And, you know, it's been like, what, 100 degrees every day?
Mm-hmm.
That one night, last Friday, it was cold.
Yes.
And there's girls in there in scantily clad little outfits. We had an 80s theme.
A lot of hard nipples.
A lot of hard nipples, including mine.
Yeah.
And it was nutty. It was nutty there.
I like naughty.
He said nutty. Nutty.
Shit, sorry.
It was incredible. I was lucky that I had so many people taking pictures and photographing the thing because, the next morning it was all a blur.
Yeah.
It was all a blur, but it was really a good thing, and they said it was really classy. There's been some porn parties that have turned out to be kind of a fiasco, and they got a little bit out of hand. And for the most part, you know, when all of us in the adult film industry go out, it's not what people think, that there's like the wild orgies and stuff. We like to relax.
Yeah, I would imagine, The orgies is just work.
Yeah, exactly. When you fuck for a living, you don't go home and necessarily want to fuck. Of course, some people do.
Yes.
But, I mean, most of the time, you want to just kind of chill and relax. I mean, when a plumber comes home, he doesn't plumb.
Yeah.
So when a plumber comes home, they don't necessarily fuck.
I see. So you if know, you're...
When you've been doing this all day for like 12 hours, I think what you want to do is just
relax.
Kind of chill out and relax and have a normal life. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's kind of like the thinking on this.
Yeah.
But of course, I mean, we'd love to have sex. Of course, we wouldn't do that if we weren't exhibitionists. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
If we weren't nymphomaniacs, we wouldn't be doing this kind of thing. You have to do this thing wholeheartedly. If you're going to be a banker, if you're going to be a pharmacist, if you're going to be an athlete, you do it 110%. If you're going to be a porn star, you got to do it 110%. And you got to think smart. You have to think publicity. You have to think business management.
Yes.
You can make a lot of money in porn, but the smart thing is you have to turn around and you have to invest it. You have to put some money away. And, of course, in the market the way it is now, you don't want to put it in a 401k because that's going to get sucked up and disappeared.
Yeah.
And there's other things, you know, like I tell clients, real estate is a good investment now. right, gold right. and silver, you know, buying those kind of things, you know.
James, let me, James, I wanted to ask you on, like, on many of the movies, like Not Bewitched, for example. Ooh, yeah. We got some bad connection with the phone. So, I mean, you guys copy, like, the logos and the look. You even have the opening video here on the website.
Yeah.
But, by the way, the website is notbewitchedxxx.com.
Right.
And that's the movie there. And, oh, we getting some terrible noise here. At any rate, I mean, how do you guys get away with lifting those items from other shows? Obviously, copyrighted stuff. What's the procedure there? Is that considered like parody, where it lets you do it?
Yeah, it's considered a parody. I mean, it's like if you saw like these recent movies that they did about what was that big Spartan movie?
Yes,
Meet the Spartans. You know, it was a takeoff on 300.
Right.
Okay, look at the stuff that the Wayans brothers did. Mm. If you could go back even farther and look at parodies that Mel Brooks have done.
Yes.
That's one of my idols. Or Carol Burnett,
mm-hmm.
another one of my idols. Right. Look at the parodies that she used to do of commercials and right. stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what I was born and raised on, was those wonderful things. And I was doing sketch comedy for years at the Comedy Store and,
right.
and the Laugh Factory and the Ice House and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The improv. You know, it's a parody thing, so you can get away with a lot of that stuff. Now, as far as the legality goes, there are people that are down there from the production company, and they're making sure that we're all in compliance on certain things. And a lot of stuff you can get away with. A lot of these old TV shows, they're public domain. They just did a parody of The Munsters. They just did a parody of Gilligan's Island.
Mm-hmm. Gilligan's Island.
If you look at porn, from the very beginning, we've been doing parodies.
Yes.
I remember one of the first porn movies that I ever fully watched, and this was back in 1980, blah, 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 blah. I saw a porn version of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh. Mm.
And
that
it was a musical.
Yeah.
It was a musical.
Queen of Hearts, porn. Instead of saying cut off her head, she's saying make her give head, make her give head. And, you know, Humpty Dumpty fell down, he couldn't get it up, and then Alice sucked him off, and he can get it back up, and he got back up on the wall. You know, I mean, it was all this, like, wild stuff, but, I mean, again, it's parodies, so there's certain things that you can fall into.
Yes.
And we're, Nick Manning and I are doing a parody of
Wall Street. We had Nick Manning on our show.
Yeah, you had Nick on.
Yes.
We're doing Ball Street.
Sounds good. Yes.
I just wrote a parody of The Fast and the Furious called The Fast and the Fuckable.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming out with the car crashes and the car chases and the racing
and Roadhead
and fucking, you know.
Yeah.
The girl's like sucking off the guy and they're racing to the car and it's spinning through the air and she's still giving him head.
Yeah.
I'm about to watch motion. Brittany Rears.
Brittany Rears. That's a big thing that we did. I was in Britney Spears 4, and that was like a wild thing. They had the lollipop, and you could suck on this lollipop, and it made you horny. Everybody was running around fucking. We did a parody of Extra, the TV show called Extra Extra, and we parodied, you know, Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton and everybody.
Yeah. Sounds good. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, you know, and it's obviously, you know, I just, I wanted to tell everybody, because I'm still on that Not Bewitched site, it's sort of like a nice movie, because you have all the new starlets, and then you have Nina Hartley and Ron Jeremy, of course.
It's a good blending.
Yes. You know, so
yeah,
it's,
you've got me, you've got Ron, you got Nina, and then Eva, who's AVN winner, and then Ron and Eva, and I mean Ron and Nina and myself, we've been nominated for numerous awards and won some awards. And of course, there's some new people that are really great. Tegan Presley, who plays the little Tabitha that gets turned into a nymphomaniac 18-year-old from a little infant,
yes.
is absolutely incredible. Michelle Avante. Just stealing the scenes as Mrs. Kravitz. Just absolutely hilarious.
Really, yeah.
So, I mean, there was really? Some great stuff. My buddy Jack Lawrence, and they're playing the cop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a wonderful thing what Jeff Mullen and Scott David do, is putting together this team, and it's kind of like what Mel Brooks was doing, you know, with
so
all
you,
of his
you, the Mel Brooks
comedies,
of,
but fucking.
Yeah, the Mel Brooks of porn, that's who you are.
The
okay.
Mel Brooks of porn, thank you. I did that one.
Yeah.
And speaking of Not Bewitched XXX, we do have a party coming up on Friday, October 31st, on Halloween night.
Oh.
There's a lot of great things going on for Halloween, but we do have a party. It's going to be at Social Nightclub. It will
I love
be
that
open
place.
To the
it's
public.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really cool club. And that is going to be open to the public. So we'll have some information about that. We'll have it on our two sites, which is, LANightlife.tv, which is LANITELIFE.tv, and InsideTheIndustry.net. And I'm sure we could post that somewhere on your site, guys.
Sure, absolutely.
And they can go there. That will be open to the public. I mean, we will have a VIP room for the adult industry people, but it will be open to the public. And on October 26th, which is next Sunday, and you can come down after Sunday night football, because God knows I'll be watching football on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But we have a party over at Aura Nightclub that we're doing with King Ryan, and it's a pre-Halloween party. And we're going to have a lot of porn stars down there. Again, that'll be open to the general public. Aura's on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, not far from your offices.
Yeah, what's it called again?
Aura.
Nightclub.
Okay.
Right near Ventura and Laurel Canyon, which I believe is a stone's throw from your studio, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Right, so you guys will have to come down to that. We're going to have a big party. We're going to pull up in the limousine. We're going to have porn stars and running around. It's going to be really fun, and people are dressing up, and I love this time of year, and a lot of people in porn love this time of year because they love dressing up and playing these characters, because when you look at the porn, we're like little kids. We're dressing up. We're doing these fantasies, but we're fucking.
Yes.
And
sounds
I don't know
good,
about
man.
You, but when I was a little kid, I was playing doctor since I was 6 years old. So,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Yes. This brings back memories. Yes, I was doing about the same thing. So, but you ended up in the adult industry, so you lived out your dreams.
And I'm still living out my dreams.
Yes,
every
absolutely.
Day. And I mean, who knows? I mean, 10 years from now, I may be doing something else in the entertainment industry, but I love working in this industry. Because if you're smart and you know what you're doing, you can make some good money, and you're fulfilling people's fantasies.
Yeah.
And right now, people need an escape from the bills and the turmoil on Wall Street.
I agree
and
wholeheartedly.
All of these things. And entertainment is your escape.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
The adult industry is your escape. And I know there's some people out there that may be listening to this as saying, oh, well, porn is addictive and everything. Well, there's a lot of things that are addictive. You could get addictive to watching a fucking Deal or No Deal, for crying out loud.
That's
you
true.
Know, you really can.
There are people that are.
Yeah, there's people that get addicted to soap operas or those novellas or something.
What's wrong with soap operas?
You could get addicted to MySpace.
Yes,
please.
And people do, yes, yes.
But you have to take everything in moderation, so you should watch your porn in moderation. If you're watching too much porn like David Duchovny,
you might rub your clit off.
Yeah, you might want to take a little bit of time. I can remember working on movies, and there was an actor, and I will not say his name because he's very famous, and he's an old roommate of mine, but when every time the director says cut, he would run into his dressing room, and he would watch a little porn.
Wow.
And the AD would come over and knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for you to come back on the set, sir. You know, and he goes, just a minute, coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then he'd come back onto the set, you know, wiping his hands. I go, okay, I'm ready to go. And it's like, okay, that's fine. But, I mean, do everything in moderation. You know, and it's same for the ladies too.
You're right. Absolutely.
More women.
My mother always
porn.
Told me the same thing.
Yes.
Moderation is the key to life.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's wonderful. I think it's beautiful. I mean, if women have ideas for porn, I mean, you could write into me at insidetheindustry.net. We're always looking for great new ideas, fantasies. Cool. I think women are watching more porn now because we're making these features. We're making these romantic stories like pirates. Mm. You know, they're seeing these guys that look like Fabio and stuff up there on a pirate ship. Yo-ho-ho, blow me down.
That's what women like, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a fantasy is being fulfilled for them.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe this will make people's sex lives a little spicier now.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to talk off the air, and I'll tell you my fantasies, because I haven't seen any of them out there.
You haven't?
Nope.
Well, you could write in to me, and I'll be happy to take your ideas. You could write me at james@galaxypublicity.com, and I'll be happy to take a look at your ideas and stuff like that. And if we use them, you know, we'll invite you on the set.
Yes, hell absolutely.
Yeah. your ideas come to fruition.
Yes.
See them come up on the screen there. That's cool.
You'll be hearing from me shortly, darling.
Yes, she's not going to let you go. Okay, James Bartlett, Bartlett, right?
Bartlett.
I'm sorry, James Bartlett.
Yeah, They butchered it on Howard Stern, so that's cool.
I'm sorry. That's
no,
okay.
That's
I guess
cool. You did once a great
hear,
job there.
Once you hear it once, that's... So it sounds like French or something, right?
Oui.
Oui.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, but of course.
On se t'aime, mon petit chouchou.
So once again, I've got October 26th. That's going to be at Aura Nightclub with King Ryan, kingryanevents.com. And then October 31st, that's the Halloween party over at Social Nightclub. And if you want to get a Halloween costume, you go to Glendale Costumes in Glendale on Duran Street.
Okay.
Just tell them that James Bartlett sent you from LA Nightlife and Inside the Industry, and you'll get a 10% discount. And that's for any of your listeners out there right now.
Sounds good. I'm even taking my kids there.
Yeah, Glendale Costumes, they'll give you a 10% discount. Just tell them I sent you.
Okay.
And, hey, anything you could save a couple of bucks at right now would be great.
Man. Absolutely.
Seriously.
Yeah. James, and thank you so much for calling. You're very entertaining, very interesting. And tell me one last thing. Please, can you get Nikki Jane to come back here?
I will definitely find out if I can. Nikki is performing all this weekend over at the Spearmint Rhino downtown Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
One of my other clients, Shay Lynn, is up there for the finals, which will be next Thursday at the Spearmint Rhino. But Nikki Jane is going to be down there at the Spearmint Rhino tonight and tomorrow night. She goes at 9, 11, and 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Go down and see her downtown there. She's a beautiful girl.
She's
on the cover of Taboo, Hustler, and Club International this month.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah,
she's
definitely
beautiful.
She just came
here from England. Beautiful blonde woman. She's a vivid contract star. She's gorgeous.
Yes, she is. And I'm telling you, I never had any affinity for porn stars at all. But when she walked into the through the door yesterday, I was just floored, man. She is gorgeous.
She really is gorgeous and very enchanting. And all of my girls are like that. Diana and August and Satine and Cece and
Estrella. Oh, boy, I'm going to fall in love really.
We've had Satine on as well.
Yeah, Satine.
We've had Satine Phoenix on as well.
Yeah,
oh,
she
you've
called
had Satine on. Wasn't she great?
Yes. Yes,
oh,
she was
I adore her.
Yeah. Very nice.
You know what? I should bring Satine back on next week. You want her on?
Yeah, absolutely.
We want you guys in the studio.
Yeah, we never saw her. She called last time, so if you...
Oh, she did call?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll bring her in. You know, she was just on Fox.
Oh, really?
And, she was on the WE on the Secret Lives of Women.
Oh, nice.
And they're all gorgeous, but if you go to galaxypublicity.com, you can see pictures and bios on these girls.
Right.
And they're all gorgeous. I mean, we say here at Galaxy Publicity, you know, we're the home of the stars, like stars in the galaxy.
Obviously. Okay, James, thank you so much, and I'm sure we're going to hear much more of you. You're a very fascinating guest, and
thank you so
all
much.
The best, and I'm going to definitely try to catch at least one of those parties, Susie.
Yeah.
I think you definitely should, and thank you so much to everybody over there at LA Talk Radio. You guys are great.
Thank you,
pleasure.
James.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good afternoon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. James is a lot of fun, and he loves to talk, but he's got great things to say.
Oh, yes.
And in fact, every time I talk to him on the phone, it's a long, long call. but he will be bringing us quite a few beautiful women here, which I'm sure you'll appreciate as well.
Of course, of course. Okay.
And we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
You know you want her, and now you can have her. Sure, she looks like a man now, but in the 80s, she was hot. The Madonna Sticky, Sweet, and Single Tour. Her pending divorce means the Cabala Cougar is on the loose. Guy Ritchie calls it 8 years of his life he'll never get back. Never get back. And A-Rod says she is a life-changing experience. Don't miss your chance to hook up with Madonna. The Madonna Sticky, Sweet, and Single Tour. Too bad she's not 20 years younger.
If you're fed up with lame, uninspired talk radio, tune in to LA Talk Radio for irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk.
Investigation, it paid off. My devotion, not enough. Leaving everything behind, seeing what you got in mind, and now you're somewhat beautiful to me. You know I'm not in love, but out of time. Almost out of time, and I'm jaded. Conversation built on lies, another reason for my pain. That's why I send you on your way. You are not so beautiful to me. You know I'm not. No, you
people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Susie in the morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're sorry we left you dead air here for a second, and we apologize. Sometimes radio people get busy too. So yeah, James was cool, huh? We definitely have to catch at least one of those parties. I mean, I really like to rub elbows with these chicks.
I know. For Halloween, I'll be in Vancouver, and on the 26th, I'm flying back from New York, but I get back from New York at like 6 at night.
Oh, so you won't miss it.
So we can maybe we'll go to the one that's right over here.
Yeah, that's true, huh? That'd is that fun. The one on the 26th down here, or is that the...
It's the 26th down here at Aura.
Aura.
Yes.
Cool, we'll look for it.
That'll be perfect, right around the hood. And then maybe if I get too drunk, you can drive me home.
There you go.
Yes.
And
because you're not a drinker.
That's true. And so all our listeners, if you want to come, I mean, shit, it's open to the public, and it should be pretty fun parties.
I know. What am I going to wear? I don't know.
Maybe you'll find something in New York.
Definitely.
You know, wear something really sexy. They'll think you're a porn star too. Put on heavy makeup and shit, you know?
My fake eyelashes.
Yeah.
I'll go all out. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So, I don't know where our guest is, the studio guest, but...
maybe we should call Holly.
Call her? No, she's going to call
her. Oh, she's calling in?
Okay. Holly, if you're listening, you can call in now because we don't have the guest in here. So there's some other things going on. I didn't really spend enough time looking at the news this morning because it was we had all guests since we started.
I know.
So, but what I didn't want to ask is, so last night
what you didn't want to ask
that I did.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to ask about your adventure last night on Skype. Now, did you push like your your nether parts into the camera?
I did. I got up close and personal with everything.
Wow.
It was actually, it's really unbelievable. And then I could see in the little window like what it looks like through the camera. It's quite fascinating, really.
I'm sure. But Franz didn't have a camera. So
no, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I saw everything.
You did?
Uh-huh. He really is quite, and he was up on the third floor of his house in the attic. Actually, I should be careful. His mom listens to the show. As we're up there having like...
I'm sure she knows what she has in her hands. Where would you talk to her?
I know, but just to kind of like call him out like that, he's going to kill me.
But it's kind of cool that he's with his family again, you know, and stuff. It's nice to go back to your family every once in a while, you know. It kind of grounds you, bring you back to earth, you know.
I know.
Where we tend to lose ourselves sometimes.
I'm really excited to see everyone next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be really good. I just haven't been back home in a long time, and I don't know, my grandfather's getting older, and, you know, I've got my sister who, you know, is special.
Yes.
But
so you're going to go see everybody?
Yes, yes.
That'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm. But today, as soon as the show's over, I've got to head to the grocery store really quickly and get some food for my camping trip that I'm going on. I'm getting picked up at noon, and I still haven't even packed for it.
Really? A camping trip?
Yeah.
Where to?
I'm going to Joshua Tree today.
Really? I heard that's pretty good.
I've never been.
But you're going to find only Israelis there.
Really?
From what I hear, they all go there.
Really?
With their RVs and shit, you know.
Why?
I don't know. Because I guess
one
or two people go there, and then they tell everybody. It has nothing to do with stereotype. Everybody I talk to has been there or goes there.
Wow. Know?
But it should be pretty fun. Yeah, I can't wait for you to tell us about it.
I know. I'm just a little bit stressed out because I've got this bio test on Monday, and then like I would have canceled the trip completely, but you know, Lisa, my roommate, has all of her friends coming, and you know, she's just like, it won't be the same without you, and then we've planned this forever. And so that's also like stressful. It's like I've got so much work to do, but you know, I made these obligations to friends, and then I feel like a total bitch, like flaking out on them.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Let's see who's calling again. Just a minute. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Susie. Who's calling?
Estrella Flores.
I'm sorry. What did you say, ma'am?
Estrella Flores.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I just heard my friend James Bartolet, and I just thought I would call in and say hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, are you in the industry?
Yes.
Oh, we got another special guest now.
Yes. what was the first name? Stellar?
Estella.
Oh, Estella.
Hispanic name.
Yes, Estella.
Latino name.
Wow. Oh. So where are you from? You from Mexico?
Yeah, I was born in Mexico, Veracruz.
And you came for the American dream of spreading your legs to American guys.
I apologize. Sam, be polite to our guest.
Do they have a...
That's a funny one.
Yeah. Do you have a porn industry in Mexico, too?
No, I never did anything over there.
Oh, but do they have an industry there? I mean, do they shoot movies there?
I'm pretty sure they do. I'm not really familiar with it, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never really seen any porn from Mexico.
Yeah, I heard there's like porn going on over there, but the girls get paid like $100 for like a boy girl.
Yeah, where here you get paid a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like everything
it's
else.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Can you? Is there like a porn industry union that like you get to be a member of?
There probably should be, huh?
There should be. There really should be.
Yeah. So when did you come to this country?
When I was 5.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So it is the American dream, actually. And So when did you first realize you wanted to do porn?
Well, I've been watching porn since I was 15 years old.
Uh-huh. My kind of girl.
Yeah, I was watching porn last night. Actually, I was watching Pirates because I'd never seen it. So I'm like, oh, I was like home alone. I'm like, okay, well, I want to go see like what this movie's about. So it just turned out it was a pretty cool movie. I mean, they had really cool like features and like it just looked like a regular movie. Mm. So anyways, yeah, like, I've been watching porn since I was 15 years old, and, you know, decided, oh, I want to be like them, and then as soon as I turned 18, actually 19, I went with LA Direct Models.
Yes. So it's like you couldn't wait to actually fuck on camera, pretty much.
Yeah, I had to wait until I was legal.
Wow.
So what does your family think of it?
Oh, they don't really don't know.
Yeah,
really?
That's the easiest way to do it. Yeah, don't tell them.
What do they think your day job is?
They don't really care.
They don't care. As long as you send the money, who cares, right?
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jeez. So, and how old are you now?
I'm 19. Gonna be 20. The 25th of this month.
Oh, wow.
So you're so a freshie.
Started. Yes.
Yeah. You got some fresh meat in the
but
industry.
I bet you already made like 5,000 movies, right?
No, I've only done like at least 25 movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't done that
much. So you're pretty new. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty new. I mean, you still have your whole life ahead of you for a career,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Do you have a website or anything where we can go and check out your pictures?
Yeah, give us a website.
Well, I don't know. I can't check them out.
Well, maybe we can check you out on if we Google your name or something.
Would that work?
Okay, spell out your name for us.
Estrella.
Okay.
Flores. Flores.
Okay, good. All right.
So. Porn star filmography. Row.
Do you see a picture of her?
Wait, I've got Wasted Youth, teen sex video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's check this one out.
Which one?
Oh, I like those shoes. Mamacita.
What's the free ones? There's nothing there, huh?
Oh, you could go to Fox Modeling.
Fox Modeling. Okay. Well, our listeners can go and check it out. I want to... I'm going to find a
picture. Oh, she's
picture
super cute.
Is she really?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, wow. Yeah, there we go. Here you are riding Cowgirl, pretty much. wow. Yeah. Well, on the same page, there's the Sweet Shaved Taco of Jasmine, but that's not you. No. But, man, she's got some vagina on her. Anyway,
Look at this one.
Yeah. There you are fucking on the video.
I like your breasts. They're wonderful. They're not like, you're not porn star like huge. I really don't like that. I don't find that attractive. You got very natural, beautiful, perky breasts.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And the title of the picture is Meaty Pink Taco.
I want to be fucked.
Yeah. You want to be fucked?
Watching this right now. God damn it. Whoa.
Oh, wow. I know, it's gonna turn you on.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. She loves girls. Are you kidding? Yeah.
Plus, this guy has a nice cock, too.
Yeah, he's just banging. But you're cute, yeah. I mean,
Thank you.
Are you thinking of going into...
Look at that vagina.
Yeah, well, Susie's still busy. Where else would you find a job you can watch porn doing your
That's
work?
That's awesome. Yeah.
In the morning.
But yeah, I mean, you're definitely. When are you going to come down to the studio? We can both do you right here. Right on the table.
That'd be great. I don't know.
Wow.
Cool. Estrella, yeah. We've got someone else in the studio that's looking through the window and they're watching the video that I'm watching.
Oh,
I'm wasting you.
I know. He's wondering, what are you guys doing watching porn and shit, you know? But look what it says. It says, she had a neatly trimmed pussy that I started banging doggy style, but she wanted to take control, so Estrella jumped on top for a hard ride. Wow, yeah. Estrella, I'm telling you.
Are those your shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, do you keep them at the end of the shoot?
Yeah. Well,
no, those are mine.
Yeah. Is he doing her anally now?
No.
Oh, that's not anal. Okay, you don't do anal? Not yet,
no,
huh?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I know. That's how they start, pretty much. You start with a girl and all that, and then you get into boy-girl and stuff, right?
Yeah, but I think anal's, like, a big deal.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how king, like... It's cool, you know, they're into that, but for me, personally, like, I think I'll have, like, big problem doing anal on camera.
Yeah.
Because it just, like, it looks like it hurts, and, like, you know, they have it put you, like, in certain positions, and, you know, then, I don't know, I just, personally, I couldn't do it on camera.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I will ever, like, honestly do anal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it looks like it hurts, like... And I'm a person that pain can take pain at all, you know?
Really, yeah.
I'll cry.
Yeah. Wow.
No, so you don't do anal in your real life? Like, do you have a boyfriend?
No. Mm-mm.
So no boyfriend and no anal?
No.
Yeah. She's. I've just found a picture where she's sucking on some big, huge member here, Susie.
Really?
You'll have to check that out afterwards. Yeah. But so you don't do anal, which is good. You got my respect right there. You know, because I'm not into that area at all.
I'm not a big fan either.
It's just painful.
Yeah. But,
again, a little pinky every now and then, that's okay.
Halfway.
Well, so how many men do you think you've had sex with so far? I mean, do you keep track?
In the industry or just
all together? No, let's say all together in your life. I mean, you're only 19.
I've been with 28.
28 guys. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All of them on camera?
So.
No, just.
Yeah, she said 25 on camera. So
sorry, I'm distracted by my video.
Wow. So so you said you don't have a boyfriend either, right?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to find one if they're not in the industry.
Ooh, she's getting spanked.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, just boys and they don't understand when you're in this type of business. You know, plus right now it's, I'm just trying to, like, you know, have my career going, and I don't want no boy distracting me, and, you know, just...
That's true.
They come later.
Now, let me ask you this. If you, for example, put yourself in the shoes of a girl that's not in the porn industry, and you met this guy who is, would you be okay with that? Probably not.
Yeah.
You see, so you have to understand their side of it as well. You know, I mean, it's not easy being with someone who you know is going to work to fuck somebody else and a lot of different guys. And you know, I mean, and I would imagine when you do porn, you view sex differently, right? In your personal life and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question that's kind of weird. I see a lot of porn like they're not wearing any condoms.
Yeah.
How do you know that, you know, the other person's, you know, A-okay?
You know what? That's a difficult question. Like, I mean, I got sick from it.
You got sick?
Yeah, like you know how they have, like, gonorrhea and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that and stuff, and it's, I think that we should be wearing condoms, but, you know, it's the directors, you know, they have to, like, change that.
Yeah, you know,
this is the downside of porn.
Yeah, well, when I watch porn, I don't want to see rubber there. You know, I mean, it's a fantasy type of a thing when you watch a movie.
Yeah, but you want to be safe. Like, I mean, you should have people, like, tested before.
I'm sure they do.
Like,
you should
be able to come to the shoot with your papers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we get tested, like, every month, but, you know, in the month that you got tested, I mean, you could have sex with tons of different women, and, you know, you don't understand, you there's could be a girl that has some kind of disease, and then you go to work, and then, you know, you just never know, you know?
And I take it you don't get worker's comp.
Yeah.
Not for VD, no.
But that's what life is about, you know, just, you know?
Yeah.
You just gotta
you take
go
the
to
good with the bad.
Make your money.
Shake that ass.
Yeah, so it's a pretty nice way to make a living. I mean, obviously, you look very much into your movies here, and you get paid on top of it, so you got to be on top of the world right now.
Yeah. Wonderful. I mean, I love it, you know?
Yeah.
I just didn't wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm just going to do this because of money. I mean,
right.
I was, you know, I like sex, I like, you know, having fun and, you know,
yeah,
and getting paid for it, you know?
Have you done any bondage stuff?
Yeah, I've done one, which is like, I want to do it again. Like,
ooh.
I'm kind of like kinky. I mean, I'm discovering that. Like, I like it when I get choked and spanked and pulled, you know?
Mm.
It's just, I think I like it, you know? So I'm getting like, all like excited about it. And like, maybe in the future when I do more movies and when I feel more comfortable, like, I want to do like more kinky, like, fetish stuff.
Yeah, there's good money in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. It's amazing. And you have small boobs, kind of like Susie's, you know, and I like that. I like it.
Yeah.
And
they're little.
Yeah. But that's good. Don't get a boob job. I mean, most men don't
please
like
don't.
Boob jobs.
Please don't. Yeah.
They don't?
No,
all right.
They don't. I'm telling you.
Natural A then.
Yeah.
and because you're so young, I mean, it kind of gives you like the, you know, the, oh, it's a little girl
kind
of
appeal.
And I get booked a lot for like teen stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's just okay. I mean, I was thinking to get a boob done, but like, I don't know.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Everybody does it, and it looks like shit, you know? And I mean, if you just appreciate and be proud of your look, you know, obviously you're keeping pretty busy. You're becoming popular. I see you holding here. She's holding it looks like a diploma, but it says brand new faces modeling agreement, and she's in with her legs spread, and it seems like, there's a little semen dripping from your chin. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right after the
that
movie.
That was my first scene ever for Vivid.
Really?
I was so nervous. I was like, what the hell am I doing and stuff? And
yeah.
Camera was in my face.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was a cool moment.
Yeah, I'm sure. So you signed on with Vivid, huh?
No, I'm not signed with them. I just did brand new faces with them.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. That's good. So, well, wonderful. And I'm sure being associated with James and everything doesn't hurt either. You know, I mean, he's a definite go-getter there, you know. So
yeah, he's like best publicist ever. So
yeah.
I'm proud to be his client.
Yeah, he's the right man at the right place for sure.
So are you going to be able to come to like social in Hollywood or to
She'll
Aura?
Probably be there for
Well, it's because, she, you know, she's not 21.
Oh, that's
yeah.
true.
Oh, it kind of sucks. I hate my age. I have to wait another year to be 21, and it's going to be a pain in the ass. I'm going to have to wait another year.
Yeah.
So you won't be able to come to these events?
It depends. I'm not sure how that would work, though.
I mean, maybe if we dress you up and, like, you know, make you like, super
make me
sexy.
Look older.
And older.
Yeah, you go, I'm old enough to fuck, I can drink, you know? I mean, that's
I know,
how it goes,
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I don't understand the difference between a 21 and over club and an 18-year-old, or, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's it just the makes the bartender's
they both
life
have
more
the
difficult.
Bars, you know?
Yeah.
An 18-year-old could go in an 18-year-old club and still drink.
Yeah.
So I really understand with 21 and over, like.
And it makes the bartender's life hell, because trust me, I've been there when we've got 18 and over crowds.
Yeah.
It's just like, kids are just trying to, well, not kids, but they're just trying to sneak everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what, it's going to be alcohol wherever you go. So.
Yeah. Well, this is amazing. Estrella, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yes, we just got to meet another beautiful girl, and I'm going to get your video and rub at least one off for you. With you,
right.
Because you're amazingly attractive and cute, and if you ever want to come into the studio, you're welcome anytime.
I would love to. Yeah, okay. Well, it was nice talking to you guys.
You
guys
too.
Sound pretty awesome, and I hope you guys have a great, wonderful day.
Wonderful.
Thank you. You too. Bye,
Estrella
Bye.
Flores. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And that was a nice, pleasant surprise there.
Yeah, that
you
was.
You see, James will send a lot of them our way.
I see. Thank you, James.
Wow, 19. Jeez.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'm telling you.
That's so funny. Like, I always wondered how old the girls were at, like, the, you know, oh, you know, 18 and under on this site, or this one and that one.
Yeah. I would imagine if you start at that point, you know, then a few years down the road, you become pretty popular.
Absolutely.
Know? And there seems to be a market for each one of those girls. I mean, they all find fans and things
every
like that.
Every shape and
know?
Size. Every yeah. look.
Let me tell you. Wow.
I know. Yeah. Oh, that's too funny.
I know.
You should have seen TJ's look when he was looking through the window and he saw what I was watching. Yeah. He was just like, what is... Oh, my God. Susie! Bad girl!
Yeah.
Or good girl. I don't know which.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do here.
I know. Shock factor.
We get fucking horny as hell. So, yeah. I mean, watching somebody fuck, of course, is going to make you horny and shit.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. Okay. Exactly yeah. 1 week until I could be fucked. Yay! Hallelujah! Let the countdown begin.
Yeah. No, you could be fucked anytime, anywhere, I'm sure.
But not by... I'm you know, I'm tired of, like, casual sex. Like, it just sucks.
No, I don't want to hear that.
No.
It's bullshit.
No, I'm serious. I mean, you really need to, like, practice with someone to, like, really get comfortable with them and
I
have
suppose,
them comfortable
yeah.
with you and know what turns you on and know what doesn't. And trust me, some of the things that I'm into, it's taken me a long time to find someone that will put up with my shit.
Really? But it was very interesting that Franz said you were kind of inexperienced or stuff. Or maybe you were in the beginning, right?
In the beginning, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he just wants to do a lot of, like, ass fucking and, yeah. you know, a lot of deep throating and a lot of... Just all kinds of
things. He obviously
things.
Tries to dominate in bed. That's what it's.
Yes, that's
like,
what yeah. that's what's the funny thing about our relationship, because I dominate yeah. like everything else in it, and then in the bedroom, the role reversal.
Yeah, cool. Well, yeah, because people live out any possible fantasy through sex. It seems you
mm-hmm.
know everything
mm-hmm.
we do.
God, I'm horny now. This sucks.
Are you? Okay. Well, how about if we take a little break? You can go play with yourself in the bathroom. And we'll be back right after this.
They're slugging it out in the middle of the campaign. A right to the jaw.
Eee!
Oh, he knocked my Barack off.
But you can press it back on again.
It's Rock'em Sock'em Republicans. Press this lever, accuse your opponent of palling around with terrorists. The other to call him a radical. Knock his Barack off. And eee!
Yes, my friends. I'm the winner.
I want a rematch.
This election, play Rock'em Sock'em Republicans.
On Sam and Susie in the Morning.
There's something very sensuous when a woman starts talking dirty, you know? You're not expected to in society,
it's
you know?
It's taboo.
Yeah, kind of. Give us another one. Let's hear another one. A really nasty one.
No. I'm not asking for love. No long language afternoons of touching and caressing. I'm asking to fuck. To take the whole of you into my ride. To tear your cock from your body with my cunt. To bathe in your cum and lick myself clean. I'm not after love. I'm asking to fuck. No soft, lovely words and feelings shared. It's better to be your whore than your lover. I want to throw you, rip away your clothes, surprise you with indecency, shove my tits in your face and beg for you to suck them. Sailors have manners compared to me. I'm not asking for love. I'm asking to fuck and be fucked.
Wow!
I love it.
That was good. I'm actually turned on. You're definitely a cunning linguist, you know that?
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're back with a sex-filled morning. And just for a little change of pace, let's see who's calling. Good morning, you're on the air with Sam and Susie.
Hey, Sam and Susie, how are you?
Oh,
this is Holly.
Sounds familiar
it's
voice.
Holly.
Yes, Holly from Toronto, our a new astrologer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, your resident astrologer.
Yeah, there you go. How are you doing this week, Holly?
I'm doing great. How are you guys hanging in there with the full moon we had this week?
Oh, is that what was up?
Oh, I see. Yep. Okay. So what does a full moon do now? I mean,
makes me howl.
Yeah.
You know what? It's interesting. The full moon actually does affect people because they double up at hospitals in the morning in the emergency department, and
really?
They double up in the police department.
Wow!
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
Well, basically, you know, scientifically, the moon actually affects all the water on the Earth, right? It affects
the
tides.
The tides.
And hurricanes and, you know, all those stuff. That's scientifically proven. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if you think about it, we're like 85% water ourselves.
Right.
So, you know, why wouldn't it affect us? So I think some people who've got a little bit too much water on the brain go a little cuckoo.
I see. Okay. So it's the ones that drink too much, Susie. You see?
Watch it, buddy.
Yeah. Yes.
Geez. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, so that's why people are a little cuckoo. Okay, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that it would work on us as well, because it's all magnetic forces and stuff, right? Working on the tides and stuff, yeah. So is there other ways the moon affects people, like when it's not full?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because every 2.5 days, the moon changes signs. It moves into different constellations, so it changes into different signs. So when I do my astrology charts for people, I look at I do it about every 2 days, because about every 2.5 days, the moon changes signs, so it affects us.
Oh.
You know, for instance, so for instance, it's in Taurus today. So when it was in the full moon on Tuesday, it was in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a time like a lot of religions and belief systems do rituals on full moons. It's like ancient.
Yeah.
Especially women. Yeah, women were tribal, ancient, Babylonian. Women were left off on their own. That was when women were considered to be their strongest on a full moon, and they had their own rituals.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So how old do you think astrology is? I mean, was it like as far back as the ancient Egyptians or before that?
6,000 B.C.
6,000 B.C., wow.
She's got an answer for everything.
Yeah. Wow, that's a long time ago, yeah. So that's during the biblical times and stuff.
Oh,
I like being biblical.
Gosh, yeah, Babylonian, like way.
Yeah, Babylonian.
Like very, very popular. Yeah, very popular between 6,000 and 3,000 BC. That's how they judged everything. Like the moon was everything to them.
Yes.
They feared the moon. Actually, when they had a full moon, they thought it was like the most powerful time. It was saying something to them. And when there was a new moon, which in their mind the moon disappeared, they thought they did something wrong.
Mm.
That they angered the gods and it disappeared.
Wow! Yeah, I mean, I know all these rituals they came up with. You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So eventually, they saw a pattern, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They started calculating at the pattern, like what would happen to us when this happened and that happened, and they could see as far as Mars.
Really?
Mars, I think. Yeah. Yeah, they could see Saturn and Jupiter too, depending, you know, where it was in the sky.
Yeah,
right?
Very interesting.
But on a regular basis, they could see as far as Mars.
Yeah. Now, you promised you'd do a little chart for Susie. You did one last time for me.
Did you get the email I sent you?
I got it.
Did I send you all the necessary information?
Yes, you did. It was perfect.
Okay, so let us have it. Let's hear it.
I'm scared.
you guys, this is so cool because both of you, you two are so incredibly compatible.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. That's a surprise.
Is there something going on there that we don't know about?
No.
Everything that goes on, you hear on the air.
Well, it's interesting because as I was saying to you, Sam, when I was doing yours, your moon was in Scorpio. Susie's moon is in Scorpio as well.
Wow. Well, no wonder. That's about being very sexual, she said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
that is the side that's very, yes. Yeah.
No way.
He's got a lot more Scorpio in his chart. But, you know, Scorpio moons are actually quite secretive. They don't really like to divulge a lot of their emotions or their feelings. They kind of control it a bit. They want to know everything about yours, but they don't really want to share too much about theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... And it's just a little bit of lack of trust, a need to be more cautious. Sometimes it has to do with the relationship with mom. It's cool because you're actually born on the same day my mother was born.
Oh, my really?
My birthday's March 14th. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So you're a Pisces, so you're quite okay with understanding that you keep, you know, your emotions at bay. It's not an uncomfortable thing for you. Well, in Sam's chart, because it opposes his son, he's he's a little more uncomfortable with. He struggles with that part, but you don't. You're quite fine. You're very intuitive, actually. You get other people on a very deep level.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that side of you that is kind of into all different types of, you know how you were saying your hippy-dippy friends?
Yes.
You've got all kinds of friends. I mean, you got suit friends, you got hippy-dippy friends, you've got, you know, very mature, older friends, very young friends. You're all over the board.
You are right on the money.
If you had a party, they would all, like, congregate in their own little groups.
Yes.
They would single.
Holly, that's one of the hardest things that I have. I mean, I know so many people, and I have so many different friends, but it's like when I go back, like, say I go back home, I have so many different people that want to spend time with me, and I could never just invite them all to get together at one place because they just don't, they don't all mesh at all.
But that's, you know, it's because I think... Go ahead, Holly.
I just said that means she'll be busy when she goes home.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know, about what you just said, Susie, is if you notice, we always have friends that we do specific things with, you know? And some of these friends, you may not do what you would do with another friend. That's why you get that when you get a few people together, they may not get along because you don't, you know, they're
they
not
don't have
friends,
common interests.
Yeah, or they're not friends with you for the same reason. You know?
Oh, okay.
So someone might be like a bike friend or something, and this is someone you probably would not take on a date or something, you know, or you know, or go to the movies with or something like that. Yeah. So, but Susie definitely is a people person, so you got that one right. And,
yeah, she is. And it all depends. Like there are charts that I see that if you've got a really diverse chart, which means you've got a lot of different signs, then you do need to accommodate those different sides of yourself. So you have, you know, some people have lots of hobbies, some people have lots of different friends, some people have, you know, a few jobs to be able to accommodate all the different sides of their personality. Some people's charts are actually very stable, like they have everything in Aries or everything in Pisces, so they're actually very narrowed down to a certain type of people. And actually, it's more difficult for them because they only like athletic people, or they only like, you know, intelligent people. So, so their friendships are more narrowed down. So they have very small parties.
Yes.
<Yeah. laughs> I don't have too many people to invite.
Oh, that's funny.
So, are you seeing anything in Susie's future that she might want to know about?
Yeah, I hope you're getting paid enough there, Susie, because you're going to be going on your way career-wise.
Really?
Oh, wow. That's not good.
I'm not saying it's not with the radio station that you're with right now. I'm not saying that at all. But,
This is exciting. Go ahead. Yeah, give him more.
more. Looking into halfway through December, actually, and on, that's when the career starts to take off. And actually, you do have more pay, or there's some sort of a pay increase halfway through February. So now this doesn't mean that, you know, you're not getting a job offer somewhere else on a different time frame, right?
Okay.
But there definitely is a lifelong opportunity that's coming your way halfway through December.
Mm.
And it does have to do with communication because Mercury is involved. So I would say, you know, radio for sure. And especially with, and are you looking at writing a book?
Yes. My girlfriend's going to write it for me. She's actually in Canada too.
Oh, okay.
But she's writing the book for me. Because I'm too all over the place, and I can't sit down and focus long enough to do that.
Susie definitely has one or two books in her so far. Yeah.
That's really funny you asked that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I see being published in the summer, like August of next year.
Whoa.
And that sounds like far away, but it's not. I mean, it takes a while to get everything all together. But and that's going to be a huge success. That's going to change your life, too.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So sounds good. You are an up-and-coming star.
Yes, she is.
Whoa.
And that's why we picked her.
Take me.
Yeah. And I think she's going to give me the boot in a few minutes, in a few days.
Never.
Or a couple months.
Never.
Yeah. No, but I would support you. I mean, if you found something big, man, I'd be the first one to support you. You know?
Sam, I love this. And you know what You know what I was telling someone the other day? You know how, you know, the Clear Channel people contacted me for that?
Yes.
And it's like, I don't do this, you know, to get noticed or to, you know, to make it big. Because, uh-huh. I mean, if I wanted to do that, I would have stayed with, like, the modeling and the commercial industry and, like, you know, gone the same road my other friends do. That's not why I do this. I do this because I love it.
I see.
And then, you know, I don't care if I get noticed or not. You know, if people people do happen to notice, it's just like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? That's kind of funny.
Yeah, but you know what? If they come to you and they give you $500,000 contract, you're going to go.
Not if it's at 6 in the morning. Fuck them. I'll keep you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have to agree with what she's saying, because there is a side of you that is very shy. There's a Libra at Scorpio as well, and the Pisces. It's only that Aquarius part that is a little bit on the wild side. But there is a part of you that's very reserved, behind the scenes, doesn't really like to be judged or, you know, or picked on type of thing. So, but I still think you're gonna end up making it anyway. So, and that's exactly why, because you're just like a real person.
Yeah.
You know, both of you are. You're like real people. You know. And anyway, so whether it's with the station there, which I do kind of tend to lean that it is, it's going to change your life. Halfway through December, you're going to see a life change. You should actually start feeling kind of anxious about it now, because often just before something big like this happens, we start to feel a bit anxious.
I'm already feeling a bit anxious. I've actually been feeling anxious about December anyway. Well, you know, just with the holidays and everything. But at the end of December, I'm going to Australia. I just ran.
I'm gonna ask you if you were gonna go away. Oh,
I just bought a plane ticket. I just got a plane ticket, and I'm going for 3 weeks all by myself. I have nowhere to stay. Like, I don't know anyone over there. I'm just going. And now that it's getting closer, I'm kind of like really nervous. I'm like, okay, what the fuck am I doing? Oh my god. So what could that have to do with?
You know what? That's gonna be actually really, really successful. You're going to meet sort of a group of people or an organization of people, and you're going to want to go back just to connect with these people again. And it's actually going to make some sudden changes in your life as well, too. So it's going to, again, it's going through your third house and your ninth house. So that has to do with what you're doing now, which is radio speaking, you know, public speaking. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be making connections there. But it's going to surprise you, too. I couldn't even, when Uranus is involved, you can't even guess what it is because it's out of the blue. But it's good.
Wow.
It's a good thing.
Wonderful.
You've made my day. This is
really
exciting.
Yeah, there you go. Now she's got a great weekend to look forward to. And Holly, we're running out of time quickly.
Yeah.
And just go ahead and plug your websites again so people can go and learn more about you and what you do.
Sure. If you want to have a reading by me, it's www.12listen.com. If I'm not on there live, I'm not always on, you can schedule an appointment. And you can also find me at my website at astro, that's A-S-T-R-O, dreams.ca.
Right. astrodreams.ca, and then there was 12listen.com.
Yes.
.com. That's right.
Wonderful. Holly, thank you so much. We always love when you call. And have a great weekend up there.
Thank you so much, Holly.
Okay. Wonderful.
You guys have a great weekend. Talk
you too.
Soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so this is great to do this on a Friday, you know, right before the weekend. You hear things. And
if I wanted to have like a friend call or like my sister call in or something and have a reading done by her, can we conference the calls?
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Cool.
Yeah.
We should start doing that.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Yay.
There's a lot of cool things we can do.
Okay.
All right. At any rate, Dr. Michelle is probably in the house already. And stay tuned for her. She's always got a great, great show. Of course, TJ McCormick at noon and Johnny Dam at 2. And we have Amber DeLon with the Amber DeLon Show at 4. And stay tuned. Great programming on the weekend as well. New shows and everything. So do stay with us. And we'll be back
Monday.
Right here, Monday. Have a great weekend.
Bye.